I'm down on my knees. I want to take you there in the midnight hour. I can feel your power just like a prayer. You know I'll take you there. I hear your voice.
I hear your voice.
It's like an angel sighing. I have no choice. I hear your voice. Heaven help me.
That old bitch can fucking sing.
Oh my God. Welcome respectfully. Here's what's going on.
Oh my God.
We just recorded a killer episode, and by recorded, I mean we didn't. We did not hit record.
I pooped my diaper.
We and I won't name names, did not hit record. And, you know, it's lost, and you don't get it. You guys don't get it. And honestly, this is your punishment for not subscribing to the YouTube.
Yes.
We recorded a fantastic episode. And, I mean, maybe the best we've ever done.
Yeah.
And it just isn't going to happen for you. You just are never going to hear it because it was a conversation at the end of the day. At the end of the day, it was very much a conversation where we had pretend microphones in front of us.
I just want to talk to you. You go, how bad is the camera audio? And I go, there is no camera audio. There's actually none.
Listen. Sometimes.
I feel like you and I have a great understanding of one another.
Yeah.
In that there's like an unspoken, when one of us has not slept enough,
yeah,
or has received a horrible piece of news.
Which happens to us literally all the time.
Hey, guess what, divas? If we ever miss a week,
shut the fuck up about it, because something horrible happened.
Something you can't even conceive of.
What you don't understand is, for some reason, a curse has fallen upon both our houses.
Yes.
And once a month, somebody calls us in the middle of the day and tells us something absolutely shit your pants devastating.
Yes.
And I'm not exaggerating that.
Yeah, no.
To the point where I can feel it when the phone rings. I go, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it. It's like getting your period.
And
I go, this is the one. And it's not like, when I say devastating piece of news, it's not like you didn't get that thing you submitted for. It's not like you auditioned and you didn't get the part. It's like,
everything's
going to be different after this.
Dude, and there are people who tout tragic lives.
Yeah.
And also, let me just say, relatively to the rest of the world,
we're doing fine.
We have the most incredible lives.
We're doing fine, but pain is relative and we're allowed to be sad.
100%, and I agree, but like,
I don't know if you noticed, but a lot of people around us are dead.
They keep dying.
And it keeps happening.
And I'm, you know what I think about? I'm like, God damn it, if it's me, she is going to have such a tough time.
I know.
Not in like a, I take care of
you. I know. No, I know.
It's just going to be bummer town.
Another one. And it's that one.
It's a main character.
Yeah.
Let me say this.
It's like the show that we're on has been running too long.
And they're like,
like in a Grey's Anatomy way.
Yes, yes.
And they're like, well, this person would never leave, so we have to kill them.
Yes.
And that just sucks cock. That sucks dick and balls, dude.
Dude, I fucking, what's the word? There's like a word now for people when people flip out. Crashed out. So everyone was getting on my dick about crashing out on TikTok. By the way, don't follow me if you don't want to see me crash out.
Right. Also, aren't you on there to see people crash out?
Right. I'm doing the thing you like. But someone wrote us a
you
fucking...
You did crash out and I appreciated it.
I crashed out so hard.
I crashed out in the comments.
Yes, because...
And I crashed out to my boyfriend. I was like, this fucking ass!
Okay, so this some bitch wrote... Basically was like, let me pull this up. And let me say the name, actually, because I'm going to crash out again.
Wait, so, this is just for you, but Stuart just texted me. I saw her last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I told... Stuart, I told her that you told me that she had tea.
Yeah.
And she just texted me, still racking my brain to think of what the tea was. And I can't wait to tell her.
Okay.
Hey, this is the second try. You get what you get. Sometimes we're going to have a side conversation that isn't for you.
And that's all right. Okay. 3 stars.
Which is crazy.
Crazy. This is
at
even...
least make it 4.
Okay. From _ZEI. All right, Z.
I'll kill you.
What are you? If you have fucking Z Zay pronouns,
I'll kill you.
I swear to God. All right, 3 stars. This
I'm so mad about this. It's hard to talk about.
This could have been an easy 5 stars.
Then make it that.
Mm-hmm. If they posted consistently and kept to the same release day, Pod itself is phenomenal.
Okay, great, thanks.
Phenomenal.
What is this horse shit that podcasts have to come out all the time?
And this
entitlement. TV shows don't.
This entitlement of you get to have a fun movie packaged for free. This is a movie, by the way.
And it's free.
Yes. It is a studio that I, by the way, I rent.
Yeah.
And this isn't like, I started a business and also like I have been very, very busy for the past 6 months because I started a whole ass business.
Yeah.
Sorry you didn't get your fun movie.
Sorry you don't support women owned businesses.
Exactly, bitch.
And you didn't get your little treat when you wanted it, and your first thought wasn't, I hope they're okay. I'll kill you.
Right. And it's
because like, every time we miss one, it's because like literally one of my best friends died.
Yes.
Or like one
our
of us
parents
one of
are
us,
dead.
Or like one of us is like deathly ill.
Haven't slept and now can't function in
society.
Or
like literally like can't leave the house without throwing up. Mm-hmm. Like we're real people.
Yes.
And real things happen to us, and you do have yogurt on your face.
And I am a real person.
And sometimes we forget to hit record and things happen. Things happen. And sometimes you don't get your little movie right when you wanted it. And that's okay. And you need to absolutely grow up.
Yeah. Yes.
You need to. We're doing the thing right now where like, you know, when the teacher yells at you that a lot of people didn't show up for class, but they're yelling at the people who did. Mm-hmm. I know we're doing that.
Yeah.
I'm aware that we're doing that and I'm sorry, but I do think if you like us and you like what we do and you like that it's free, to counteract this, you should give us 5 stars on iTunes.
Yeah. Yes. The amount of work that it costs to make art right now is staggering.
Yeah.
You hoes don't even fucking know.
Our time is valuable.
In
we spend it doing
economy?
This because we love it and we love you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we're not digging a ditch. Mm-hmm. I'll concede that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it one of the easiest jobs a person can have?
Sure.
This part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all the other shit.
Yeah.
And people were like, again, saying I was like crashing out. And I was like, there's a different crashing out to me is like you're going crazy over something that's not important.
Yeah. And I didn't bring a gun disease house.
Right. But
I could.
I could see. I know hackers, Z.
I hope you're listening to this and you realize
what
you've
anonymous.
Done.
Yeah. I know how to get your fucking just let me get your iTunes IP address or whatever. But there's something about
women who code.
Yes. Women in STEM.
Women in STEM.
Women in tech. Women in tech who are in tech to kill. Women who kill. But I am like, I can give a fuck about stuff.
Yeah.
I can feel upset that you said something wildly entitled about this thing I work really hard on for free.
Yeah.
I'm not crashing out.
And these reviews matter.
Yeah. I'm being like, you're actively hurting my business and I'm furious.
Which
about
is only going to make it come out less often, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
But... We have a covert understanding of each other where it's like, do you want to do this another day?
Yeah.
I can't. I didn't sleep. Got it. Like 3 words.
Yeah.
I think I have dementia.
Yeah. I think we all do.
Yes.
I think there's lead in the water, dude.
Yes.
I think there is lead in the water.
Or chemtrails.
My brain is, and I can't stress this enough, Swiss cheese.
I know.
There's absolutely stuff just falling out of my head every day.
I'll forget people's
every
names
every single day. I get a text
know.
Message where I go, I didn't know I had to do that today.
I know.
But I guess I do. I guess I do. I had 2 months to submit a video for something, and I texted you 3 hours before it was due, and I was
correct.
Like, can you edit
correct.
This for me?
Yes.
I simply have not done it.
I was at it.
I just kicked this cord. And I'm scared something came unplugged.
It's fine. It's fine. Just stop touching it. It would be so hilarious and bad if it... No, it's fine.
Good.
It's fine. Everything's fine. Let me go check it.
Yeah, let's just check it. Let's just check it. I'll vamp. Here's the thing, you know? Like, we're artists and we didn't get into this business to be good at stuff. We got into this business to not do homework. So if you're like... just absolutely pissed off that the episode didn't come out on time, you're like a fucking weird guy.
You're a fucking weird loser.
Yeah.
Who only has this. By the way, podcasts, they stink.
They stink.
Yeah. I love podcasts, but as a genre, stinks
too. They stink.
Poo. And I put together...
If you want a podcast where we record on an iPhone for an hour...
Yeah.
You can get that every week.
Right. Follow my TikTok.
There's two cameras.
Follow
right
my
now.
TikTok. There's two fucking film cameras in here. We
yeah.
buy hats. We come up with fun little segments.
I have a whole other podcast.
Yeah,
if
dude.
An episode of this doesn't come out, run over there.
It's fucking insane.
Listen to something else.
It's fucking insane.
I'll kill you.
I'll kill you. What did we talk about on the last episode? Can't remember.
Katy Perry. Katy motherfucking Perry. We're late on this. Whatever. We did already cover it. But it's lost in the annals.
Yes.
Annals. Oh, we also talked about anal.
Just so you guys, this is what you have to look forward to. Katy Perry.
Here's what you missed.
Anal sex. Bad feminist art.
And something else.
Conservatives. We got it.
We got it.
We're cooking.
Here's
Katy Perry.
What you missed on Glee.
All right.
Katy Perry is funny and a bad person, I think was the point that we got to.
And we need those.
And we need those, but also it's so... It's so painful how unself-aware she is.
Yeah, yes.
She could be the queen of camp if she just would admit that she did sing that song weird. That song that she has that's like, you're like an Indian summer in the middle of winter like a hard candy with a surprise center.
Sing on it.
She sang that and then at her concert goes, I don't sing like that. Bitch, you do, famously.
There's also been videos of her like rolling on the floor during her most recent concert.
Trying to do a death drop. Trying to appropriate drag queen culture by doing a death drop.
While owning
in flats!
While owning a Tesla, you fucking conservative bitch.
Hey, listen, I get it. Wear flats if you're a pop star. Don't. But if you must, if you have like a bad knee or whatever, if you're going to wear flats, do not do a move that requires for me to see the bottom of your shoes.
Yes, hard agree.
Hide that.
But also, she's like 40. Wouldn't you?
If you're going to wear flats, get a fog machine so I don't have to see it.
Yeah, yes.
Because part of the magic of seeing a pop star is, oh my God, she's doing this in heels.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like a really big part of it
for me. It is a huge part of it.
It's a really big part of it. And I go, if she can do that, I can make it through this wedding. I kicked the cord again.
It's okay.
It's plugged in. Everything's plugged in. Nothing moved. The board.
They're drag queens, but they're women. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but they're not drag queens. So I need them to stop trying to be.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, Chapel Roan is a drag queen. She's made that very clear.
Yeah.
But she's doing drag. She's doing the makeup. She's doing the outfits. She's doing the dances. She's doing the whole thing. Katy Perry is not a drag queen, so be Katy Perry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Beyonce is not a drag queen, and she's being Beyonce, and that's why she's so talented.
Yeah, yeah.
She's doing Beyonce.
You know what's interesting?
What's interesting?
I did this little experiment. I was talking to my husband. Famously, I'm married. We were like talking about who's more popular, Santa Gold or MIA, because I was trying to make the point that Santa Gold is like so much more talented and so much less known.
Yeah.
And MIA is also like an anti-vaxxer who, her most famous song, she stole a beat from The Clash, but whatever, off. Appropriate white culture queen. We looked at downloads. I was looking at downloads in Spotify, monthly listens, and my thought was true that MIA has a lot more.
Of course.
You know who is by far the most famous bitch out of all the pop divas?
Can I do a few guesses?
Do a few guesses.
I'm going to guess Beyonce.
She's up there.
But I don't think,
but it's not her.
Taylor?
No.
Shakira?
Uh-uh. It's someone you would never... guess, but when you hear it, you'll go,
Mariah.
No, but the Christmas stuff really bumps
her
the fuck up.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yep.
Can I have a hint?
Dresses like a boy.
Billy. Well, that makes me happy because Billy's music is good.
Yes, Billy's
music. And interesting.
Billy's music is good. Is she a recently queer woman who's now dressing like a black man?
Sure. I'm glad she didn't go to the Met Gala.
Yeah.
Because she would have worn a zoot suit.
Yeah. Dude, she fully would have.
She would have worn a zoot suit, and there was like a meme of Billie Eilish. Like, so people, I'm not the first person to say this. People were saying that Billie Eilish is going to wear a zoot suit.
Yeah.
And there was a meme of her like, or a tweet or something that was like Billie Eilish looking at the zoot suit in her closet and calling it off.
She's, in terms of divas,
like
Billie, this is the thing about Katy Perry.
I have something to say about divas too, by the way.
All right, pin in it. This is the thing about Katy Perry. She was Billie Eilish at one point in terms of like.
Yeah, but her music was not as good.
100%. But like, it was I Kissed a Girl.
Yeah.
Sucks in retrospect.
In terms of queer baiting?
100%. Hey. Yeah, yes. But like, that's what was available at the time. And so, similar to my argument about Macklemore, it's like. Yeah. It's corny. It's bad. In retrospect, it sucks. At the time, it was
huge.
Whoa, this is huge. This girl's fucking cool.
California girl.
girls. You don't think I was hammered singing Last Friday Night in the way that hoes are doing that to Charlie XCX now?
Yeah, bruh.
You don't think Charlie XCX is going to be going to space? You got another thing coming.
By the way, Kesha walked so Charlie could run.
Right. And Kesha.
And don't sleep on that.
TikTok.
Catch that.
That song sucks.
Kesha invented being a fucking trash party girl slut.
Yeah, a cool dumb bitch.
And then, yeah, Charlie perfected it, but Kesha invented it.
Right. So it's like Katy Perry is a bad person who...
Kesha invented publicly doing coke.
Oh. Also, dude, you know that song she put out with the... I hope you pray.
Yeah. Also, bitch can sing.
Oh my God. If you ever want to cry ugly tears and think about your sexual assault, throw that one on.
I was during a really
heavy mood board era of my life.
Yeah.
Me Too was happening.
Yeah.
I was really kind of going through my history.
The first time I heard that, I was sitting outside of a bus station.
Well, that's the perfect time to hear that song.
Yeah. I'm going to weep.
Yeah. It's like Lady Gaga, too. Dude, people are...
Gaga.
Oh, my God. I'm so fucking back in with Lady Gaga right now.
Oh, I've never been more back with Lady Gaga. And I'll tell you this. I'm not even listening to her music.
I'm listening to her music.
But I like it when I hear it. It's just I'm just like kind of off pop music currently.
Sure, fair.
But love what she's doing with the place.
Oh my God, she
love what she's done with the place.
Love the new apartment.
Love what she's done with the
Reno.
Place.
But she's
also her performance at Coachella ate down.
Yeah, she performed.
And
for
she always eats down.
2 million people in Brazil.
Remember,
bitch.
Remember paparazzi at the MTV Video Awards.
Oh.
The bleeding. That. I remember watching that live.
Yes.
That was a cultural moment.
Yeah.
That cannot be taken away from her and mustn't.
And so Katy Perry is a diva who has not continued. She's fallen from grace.
She needs to step her pussy up.
Yeah, she does want to. But then now I'm like.
I'm like mad.
Yeah. Girl.
She killed a nun and she needs to step her pussy
up.
Step
your pussy the fuck up. Stop singing in space. Or
it's so dumb to sing in space.
It's so dumb. Or get addicted to drugs and start doing really fun stuff.
Hello.
Otherwise, I don't want to hear
it. Hello.
But like.
Redemption arc.
Oh, we love that. But.
If I was a pop star that was in bad graces the way she is, I would pretend to get addicted to drugs so I could pretend to go to rehab so people would like me again.
100%. And like something like that will happen. Something heinous about Russell Brand will come out.
I'll be like, okay,
you can do the robot and fall on the
something
ground.
Something else heinous.
Right. Yes.
We don't think the other thing's heinous.
I mean, it's just like whatever. It's he said, she said. It's like a full on rape. But... Fucking Lady Gaga is an example of bitch stepped her pussy up.
She stepped her pussy up.
She had a full
career.
She
looked at the pop girlies that are making music right now and she said, they're eating.
Yes.
And I need to step my pussy up.
And let me tell you, Abracadabra.
And what did Katy Perry do in response? The robot.
Oh my God.
The robot.
And we talked about this in the last episode.
Both.
The last episode. The last episode. Every time we talk, I just call it an episode.
Yeah.
Lizzie and I went to dinner and a podcast.
And we had an episode.
Dude, there was a lot of people I think forgot about this, or she was not significant. She wasn't in the zeitgeist enough. Katy Perry did a live stream of her apartment, her beautiful millions
that
of
she stole
dollars.
From right. And a man with dementia.
Yes.
Or whatever. I'm unclear on that story, but it's bad.
Yeah, it's terrible. And the therapy was just her live streaming a very nice black man.
Jonah Hill did this too, by the way.
Oh, fuck him.
Hey. To camera, nobody should see that. Nobody cares about your therapy, and you're both white people.
I think the only way I care about your therapy is if you killed someone and we figure out why.
Or you need to be like absolutely off your rocker.
Yes.
You can't have like mild depression anxiety and film your therapy and sell it to Netflix.
And she was like, I just don't know who Catherine is. And I was like, eat a fat dick.
Literally eat my whole bun.
Also,
eat my whole asshole.
Your short hair sucks.
Your short hair sucks. Sorry you got divorced in a tax. Sorry, but bad things happen to everybody. We forgot to record.
Our friends died.
Our friends die and we forget to hit record. Wait, I want to say this about divas and the Met Gala. There was that video of Doechii. Mm-hmm. Remember? Like, Doechii was coming out of an elevator and... there was an opportunity for the paparazzi to get a picture of her look before it debuted. So she was like screaming for an umbrella.
Yeah.
And people got mad at her so quickly. And to that I say, you are an absolute whiny bitch loser.
You're someone who writes a podcast review because the podcast doesn't come out exactly when you want.
First of all, you all claim to love divas, and then a diva decides to diva, yeah, and she's in trouble. Yeah. Second of all, you want to be mad at black women so badly.
So badly.
You want to call black women angry so badly. I'm going to say this, and I'll say it till I'm blue in the face.
Sing it.
Every time I have anxiety, I yell at my boyfriend. Every time. Mm-hmm. He's a really nice guy who puts up with it.
Yeah.
But every time I have anxiety, I go, I don't know, just put it away.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Something very anxiety inducing was happening to her, something very overwhelming. And my point is, like, my boyfriend is a person who I'm comfortable with, who knows me and loves me. So when I do that to him, I apologize after, but he knows exactly what's going on.
Yeah, sure.
He knows that I'm not mad at him. He knows that there's something else going on, and he loves me and respects me, so it's okay. Mm-hmm. This is her team.
Yeah.
These are people she knows.
Yeah.
You should be able to freak out.
Yes.
Around people you know.
Yes.
And it shouldn't be videotaped, and the internet shouldn't get to call you a fucking bitch for it. And also, let a fucking black girl live.
Yeah, well, okay, and this is a similar thing.
And Doechii's talented enough to do that, by the way.
Oh my God, Doechii can fucking take a shit on the sidewalk as far as I'm concerned.
Watch her Grammys performance,
oh,
and then tell me she doesn't get to yell for an umbrella. I'll kill you.
Well, this is what happens with Chapel Roan now. And mm-hmm. like, Chapel Roan's kind... You know what? I have decided whenever the media casts a woman in a bad light, I am refusing to listen to all
now.
Of it, because I'm like, this is all bullshit and, yep, a smear campaign and you hate women.
Yep.
There's that fucking video of Chapel Roan, quote unquote, pushing someone.
Yeah.
Number one, I have done things on the New York City subway that are a mild assault when people, yeah, are not behaving correctly. Yeah. I have shouldered a child. Mm-hmm. She also didn't. She, like, yeah, almost ran into a woman.
And she put her hand up.
And she put her hand up. And the woman gave a face afterwards because she, like, didn't like the interaction. And that's fine.
And that's fine.
But it's, like, they're, like, being, like, she's pushing people over. And I'm, like, bitch, there are men who, like, punch paparazzi, right, that you're, like, he's brooding.
Right.
You hate this. You hate women. You hate this woman.
Also, if you're going to be mad about the thing that Doechii said, be mad at the paparazzi. They're, like... evil scum,
yeah,
who are trying to get a photo of her before her press release.
Yeah.
And the whole point of the Met Gala is to get the right photo,
yeah,
of you debuting that look. Like, yeah, she was right.
Yeah, of course
she was. Absolutely right.
Yes. I believe all divas.
I believe divas.
Believe divas.
And let them, and don't you want them to diva out a little bit when they've earned it?
I know. We revel in it. And then when they actually become mentally ill or they don't entertain us enough, we throw them to the wolves.
She's a bitch.
Ew, she's a stupid, rich, entitled, which sometimes, yes, but...
Also, like, that assistant or whoever did fuck up.
Yeah.
And, like, I promise whoever that person was that fucked up is fine.
Yeah.
Because that's their job.
Right.
Their job is to... When you fuck up at your job, you get yelled at.
Yeah.
That's
especially
what happens.
A high-pressure job where that person's being paid probably a lot of money.
Yeah, you're, like, the top of assistants.
To do dumb bitch shit.
It's fine.
Yes.
They're fine. You need to back off Doechii's dick.
There was a... I love this podcast. It's called A Bit Fruity with Matt Bernstein. Mm-hmm. Classic diva, huge nails, makeup artist.
Love it.
Love him. And he was talking about the Blake Lively thing.
Yeah.
Amber Heard. All these women who are like not... Yeah, but like not perfect victims, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But like he had a woman who worked in PR on. And she was like, I cannot stress enough how much these are orchestrated in advance.
The text about Blake Lively came out.
Yes. They call it DARPO, I've learned, which is like a term.
Is it an acronym?
Yes. It's a term for when an abuser knows that they're about to be outed. So they start to preemptively like set up.
Jesus Christ.
And this can happen in like, you know, this happens. We know this happened.
Yeah.
Or DARVO. Okay. DARVO is an acronym referring to a manipulation tactic where someone denies accusations of harm and abuse, attacks the accuser, and then claims that they are the victim.
Mm-hmm.
DARPA, blah, blah, blah. But basically, it's like...
Diddy's doing that right now.
Yeah.
That video of him... I forget the woman's name. Sorry. I can't remember everything. I'm not perfect. I can't remember to record. Yeah, but there's a video of him abusing her.
Yeah.
And his defense is that she also abused him.
Yes.
Which... if she hit him, it was reactionary abuse.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But this is what they do.
Yeah.
And then you people let them do it.
Yeah.
You people let them do it because you don't like Blake Lively based on vibes.
I know.
What are we doing?
And I fell.
What are we doing?
I fell for it.
Yeah, it's easy because she is kind of a bitch.
Right.
But bitches don't deserve to be harassed or hit or assaulted.
Yeah. And it was also like this stuff works so well with women on the internet because the machine is already set up to hate women. Yes. So just set a little fire and let it go.
Yep.
And we're all...
And we all want to be a traitor.
Yeah, we do. Why is that?
I don't know. We don't like ourselves?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Anyways.
Probably.
Probably.
Probably because we've all been abused and think it's a little bit our fault.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Speak Ooh, on
why
it.
Why didn't you leave?
Oh God.
I won't say that to any woman but myself. I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Why didn't you leave rings true in everyone's fucking head?
Yeah.
Well, this is a fun transish. I completely forgot what we were going to do
next. Hey, that's okay. I'm so nauseous. Like all the time. You know?
I'm brain dead. Didn't remember that we recorded. You're nauseous.
I'm nosh.
We're doing well.
I'm nosh.
What was it? Art. Paying extra for art.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Do it.
Respectfully, I think conservatives should have to pay more for things like Broadway plays, seeing Beyonce, seeing Britney, seeing Madonna, going to a Vegas show, going to anything, any art.
Most
they should have to pay more than we do because if you are seeing art, there are queer people involved. There are people of color involved. I don't care if it's fucking My American Cousin. I don't know. It's the play that Abraham Lincoln was shot during. I don't know what straight art is. I don't know what conservative art is. But even if it is conservative art, even if it is straight art, there is a makeup artist that's queer.
Yeah.
There's a set designer that's queer. Because queer people, people of color, oppressed people.
Women
make good art.
Because we have to.
Because we have to.
Yeah.
And because good art can often come from these things. Also, like, people who aren't handed jobs willy-nilly have to find their own path. They have to become talented. They have to become great at something. So these
which
people,
isn't fair, by the way.
Which isn't fair.
Yeah.
So these people make good art, and then you get to pay the same amount.
Yeah.
That also, let me get into this. Mm-hmm. Also, you're visiting New York. You live in Iowa. Not everyone who lives in Iowa is conservative. I know that. I've traveled, okay? But I'm saying, for example, a conservative who lives in Iowa has a much lower cost of living than I do in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm a coastal elitist and I have to stay in my liberal bubble or I'll die.
Mm-hmm.
So your cost of living is lower. Mm-hmm. So you can afford that Broadway ticket and I can't, and that isn't fair.
Yeah.
Because I didn't vote against the rights of the people who made this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get it.
Yes.
I'm going to get what they're doing. I'm going to get what they're saying. But you get to see O'Marian. I don't. Bad example because I saw O'Marian. It's awesome.
Shout out to it.
Shout out Cola Scola. But you shouldn't get to go to that.
No.
And I'm saying this because I know there's an argument that like good art changes people's minds. And I don't know how true that is anymore.
I don't think
Not these people. They're going to go, if they love it, they're going to go, hey, those gays are the good ones.
Yeah. At a minimum, at the maximum. I also, as we talked about this in the Lost recording, a lot of like seminal art that's also loved by men.
Yeah.
Is made by queer people and women.
Yeah.
Fight Club. Chuck Palahniuk, gay as hell. American Psycho, also a gay guy.
Is it the same guy?
No.
No, what's his name? Who cares?
I can't remember. Who cares? It's a gay man, so I'll give him a pass.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The Matrix.
The Matrix, trans women.
Hello.
The SNL, the head fucking, the producer of SNL. There's a trans woman.
Yes.
I can't remember her name, but Will Ferrell did a movie with her. Yeah. I'm like, we have created all this shit, and you miss the point. They miss the point.
Yeah.
Fight Club, they're like, it's cool to fight. And it's like, they're making a mockery of alpha males.
Right.
Alpha males completely goes right over their fucking head.
Yeah, because they're not smart enough to engage with art.
Yes, exactly.
I don't think that conservative leaders are stupid. I think that they're smart and evil.
Yeah.
I do think that a lot of conservative voters are fucking dumb as a box of rocks.
Yes.
So you shouldn't get to experience art for the same price as me because you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
I went to an art school where I had to take a class about understanding art. Did I drop out? Yeah, but I finished that class before I did. Okay? So I get it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you have to be college educated to get art. I'm not saying that. You do have to have empathy.
Yes,
do have to have a basic understanding of empathy.
And irony. Yes.
And also these people can't laugh at themselves. They're not funny. They don't have a good sense of humor.
Oh my God. Elon Musk going, my hat has a hat.
Brother.
Kill yourself.
Elon Musk saying comedy should be legal. I'll kill him.
Oh, my God.
Also, what was I going to say? Rewind. They can't laugh at themselves.
I'll say this.
Something.
There's I've been getting into Star Wars again.
I know, guys, girl alert. Guys, I hate Star Wars.
I know you do.
And I'm not afraid to publicly say it.
This is where we diverge because I get into nerd shit in a different way than you do. Yeah. You get into like horse nerd stuff and I get into
I don't think I do that. Well, I don't watch like Spirit.
Maybe you do.
Or Black Beauty. I don't. I can't.
I just watch Black Beauty again.
I like, unfortunately, and this is nerd shit, know too much about horses to watch those movies.
You're like, it's not accurate.
That's not how that would happen.
That breed does not have that
tendency.
That's
not how that would happen.
So I'm into Star Wars again in a big way. And the Jedis, it's always this. It's always a religious story.
Yeah.
A Jesus.
A Messiah.
Story.
And they're always fighting the power.
100%. There's always some evil organization that wants to control and kill
Aren't
and everybody.
Aren't they literally called the Rebel Forces?
The Rebel Forces are the Jedis and the fucking
bad guys.
The Republic is the bad guys.
Hello.
I think. Hello, Republican. Add the.
But the problem with conservatives is they think they're the rebels.
Which is crazy.
Which makes me, I can't even actually talk about that because it makes me so mad.
It's so, you know, there's a sketch. Oh my God, the guys that made Peep Show, where there's two dudes who are Nazis.
Are we the baddies?
Are we the baddies?
I love that.
Love that
there's
sketch.
There's skulls on our helmets.
Dude. And I'm like, you can't watch The Matrix, Star Wars.
Nope.
All of the heroes are like, I believe in love. I believe in protecting people. There's strong female characters. The whole time, you're like, these guys are, well, because they believe they're Christian.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the way that you're Christian is not Christian.
And I can't stress enough that they like the bright lights and sound.
Yeah, they love the fights. Whoa. You went full R.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that. I don't want people to think. I wasn't doing that. I was doing conservative hick.
You're doing. Can we call conservatives the R word?
No.
There was a.
Because they started saying it.
Yeah.
And they mean it in the worst way.
Yeah, true.
So it's not. It's out.
What about the F slur for closeted gay?
We're not allowed to say the F slur because we're not gay guys.
Yeah. But can gay guys call it? Can we send gay guys
we
to
can
call
send
them
gay
the
guys to call them the F slur?
Jay Jordan had a clip that was like, all these fucking gays threatening to out Republicans. Do it.
Do it.
Put up the Grindr pictures.
Do it.
Why are we not doing that?
I don't know.
Is it because we don't want to out them and we're like taking the higher ground? We can simply can't
we have
stop.
To stop taking the higher ground.
Okay, here's another thought too. Yeah. And someone brought this up to me recently. Do you think Dave Chappelle's a chaser?
Oh, famously. You didn't know about this?
I didn't know about this.
How did you not know about this?
I don't know why I did not connect this.
Buddy.
Crazy. I have brain damage. I don't record
Buddy,
podcasts.
Everybody knows about
this. I didn't know this.
I don't know if everybody knows about this or if I, because we're, like, I know comedians who know him. I know about this. But yeah.
Tell me more.
Dave Chappelle is famously a chaser.
What?
Obviously.
I mean, I'm not shocked because obviously contextually, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, yeah. After you're like, oh my God,
And here's the thing. I don't like the narrative that all homophobes are gay or all transphobes are attracted to trans women or whatever, because that kind of like puts the onus on gay people
to like fix them.
Like it makes it like derogatory to be gay.
Yeah,
it's like
sure.
bad guy is gay or
it's
whatever.
It's like a fetish now.
But yeah. Dave Chappelle's obsessed with trans women because he's obsessed with trans women.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
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 It's like the Louis jerking off thing. I'm like, he had so many jokes about
it. He had jokes where he literally said it.
He was like, one time I was cornering a woman and we were all like, you're a good guy.
Yeah,
so
you have daughters. You have daughters. You would never.
Oh my God, Louis's daughters.
Yeah. Shout out to you guys. Sorry.
Oh my God. You can do a Katy Perry weird dance.
Yeah, you can do a bad feminist art piece.
Yes.
I'd love to see that.
And here we go with our next segment, because now I'm remembering what we said.
Yep. It fell out of my Swiss cheese brain and right into the microphone.
Thanks, buddy. We have one brain between the two of us.
And we're passing it.
Yeah.
We're passing it back and forth.
Passing the blunt. Okay. Respectfully, don't put out your horseshit art and tell everyone it's feminist, because you're damaging the brand.
It's bad for the team.
It's so bad for the team.
It's simply bad for the team.
Dude, every time I go into like an art gallery and it's like there's the woman's wing with their bullshit and it's always like a
Don't worry, it's not a real wing.
No.
It's for these fucking stupid idiots.
By the bathroom.
Yeah.
And it's like a teacup of period blood.
Yeah.
And it's always like a commentary on blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this makes it seem trivial and like we only have one thing to say and that it's being a woman sucks.
And people already think feminist art is bad.
Right.
So if you're, and hey, make bad art for sure.
Yeah.
Just say it's yours. Don't say it's for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it makes
you
us.
You don't speak for the trees.
You don't speak for the trees.
Also, it is not feminist to think that the most interesting thing about you is that you're a woman.
Yeah. Or you're big, or all you are is a heap of tragedy and that's right. all you'll ever be.
Also, like, imagine if a man was like, all you are is a teacup full of period blood.
And I'd drink it and that say sucks. That's correct, but that's not a, for you to say.
That's a shitty thing to say, you know?
Yeah. It's also using it as a marketing pawn.
Yeah.
And I want to be very careful here because there is incredible queer female,
yes,
you know,
absolutely
minority art that is good
and interesting and three dimensional,
yes, and should be put forward because it is that.
Yes.
But riding that weird wave and being like, you have to watch this to support women.
I do support women.
Oh, you're nagging
me
now?
I support women until I'm blue in the face.
We're famously a bummer and sad and nagging. And now you're doing all three on God's Instagram.
Tell
and
me.
I have to like it and go, yeah.
Yay, brave.
Yay.
Yay, brave.
Also, like, your mental breakdown as a bipolar person.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
As a person who will crash out.
Yes. As a big time crash outer, I have these delusions of grandeur.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which
I know.
Is one of the most it's one of the most humiliating things about my disease is that I am on the subway listening to some bullshit and thinking that I have entered a matrix of art that is more beautiful.
Right.
And then I text you either A, I want to get a tattoo or B,
tattoo is like a recession indicator, it is a manic episode indicator.
I know, it's so annoying because
you don't want one.
I know, and every time.
I know.
Every time I'm fucking face blind to it.
And then I get that tattoo and I go, here we go. we go again.
It's humiliating. Like, to believe you're profound and messianic is the most cringe thing
imaginable. But the way that we have a relationship where we can just be like, I didn't sleep, I can't record today, it's the same where I can text you back and be like, this is the tattoo text.
Yes, yes.
It's happening.
And
you gotta go lay down.
I appreciate it.
You gotta go lay down.
Yes, my husband senses it. I've also been managing this illness for longer than some people, and I'm medicated, and I have a grasp about what this looks like for me.
Yeah.
However, there's a lot of...
And you're faking it.
And I'm rich.
Can you imagine?
Oh my
God.
Can
you imagine?
I was just totally normal.
Or this whole time I thought, bummer. No, it'd be really funny if you actually were.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
That's how you get away with it.
Is pretending to be bipolar.
Hey, if you accidentally make bad feminist art,
you say you're bipolar.
Fake a mental illness.
Yes. Well,
pick one.
And so many.
And so many of you are.
So many of you are.
And so many of you are doing
that. Stop that. But it's like, I know at this juncture that these ideas are...
I'm gay, by the way.
I'm also not gay. I'm not mentally ill or gay.
I just want you guys to like me.
I'm Chinese.
I'm not even a woman, and I don't mean I'm trans. I mean I'm a guy in a wig. I just want to get away with calling women bitches.
As a Chinese gay activist with schizotypal personality disorder, I made this macaroni square.
I have never actually been a comedian. I'm Andrea's nurse. Nothing is plugged in.
I'm a rapist.
It's so funny that because we forgot to hit record, and I'm gonna keep saying we because I'm an ally.
Thank
you. Because we forgot to hit record, we are just absolutely two delusional bitches
with fans in this like beautiful studio that I pay for with my dead dad's
talking
money
to each other, pretending we're addressing an audience that isn't there. And then we have the nerve to call other women's art bad. I know. You know what? Katy Perry hit that death drop. Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm just
sorry.
Jealous that I'm not you.
Wow. That's fun.
Yeah,
that's
fun.
Good fun.
Anyways, as a Native American non-binary entity.
As a 50-year-old white guy.
Yeah. I'm a teenager, you're a pedophile.
And we're Republicans. We're infiltrating.
Oh my God. Anyways, just take your meds and stop being annoying just on social media. Just take your fucking meds.
Or be annoying and don't make it about feminism. Yeah, you know exactly. What I mean? Pop off.
Also, don't make it about mental illness. Stop. Yeah. Mentally ill people are holding it together by a thread. You fucking coming on there being like, this is important.
I'm just asking that you consider the team.
Yes, I agree.
Consider the team.
And as a senator.
Think about how, and as a senator, as Lindsey Graham. As Speaker of the House, Mitch McConnell, I would like to say that I just pooped my pants.
As Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. As Bernie Sanders.
As Justin Trudeau. Oh. I'd like to say I did blackface. We're losing it. We're losing
it. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm in the CIA.
Oh, we lied about everything. Oh. We lied about
everything. This whole thing's a psyop.
I'm Barack Obama. And you're Bruce Springsteen. And this is a podcast about America.
I'm Billy Joel. And hey, there is something in the water, girls.
Oh my God. Play me a song.
Fluoride. Chemtrails.
Lead.
Is this thing
lead? There's lead in the water. And that's why we're acting this way.
There's mist in the air.
I just took a rubber mask off.
I freak out. Dude.
You would be put in a home.
I would be put in a
home. If I took a rubber mask off and I was a guy.
I'd be like, I fucking knew it. She's always getting along better with boys than girls because she is a boy.
Women are just so much drama.
Anyways, Jill Stein here to talk about. I know why the cage bird sings.
Nope. That one we can't do.
Fine. Nina Simone.
Oh my God.
One time I confused Maya Angelou and Nina Simone.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. What was our next stupid thing?
I don't know. Did we have one?
Oh.
I complained about my coffee for a while, but who cares?
Yeah.
Who gives a hoot?
Who gives a hoot and a holler?
Oh, my God. It's so funny. Honestly, maybe fake a mental illness. I think that's. I was talking with some people last night about how sometimes a comedian will like have a manic episode or have like a some sort of break, psychotic episode break from reality. And there's this thing that specifically, and I'm sure other people do this with like whoever their people are.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this thing that comedians do when they have a psychotic episode where they'll come on and be like, Lizzie Cassidy isn't funny. Like they'll just name someone.
Oh, really?
They'll just name a comedian that they know that's not famous.
Yeah,
and they'll be like, this person's a hack and isn't funny, by the way. And like, the rest of it is about, like, Jesus.
Like, Cat Williams style, but not, because Cat Williams is brilliant. Yeah.
And I would like to fake that.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
I'd like to
then
fake a psychotic episode, say it.
Yes.
And then be like, sorry. Sorry.
That's why crazy people are fun. They have no social boundaries. There was a guy who went full-on mental cuckoo during the pandemic. One of many. I was one of those guys.
Hey, I ended up in rehab. What are we talking about?
I know.
Here?
I can't believe you made it into facility and I didn't.
Hello.
I'm an underdog.
I'm an underdog. I'm going to get in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to get into a medical center.
And I'm going to pick you up and get the wrong location. And go, I'm on the downtown one.
Yeah, I'm going to be wearing a nicotine patch in a hospital.
Oh,
if there's
God
one
bless.
Thing about me.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a Russian nurse watch me shave my legs.
As Matt Gaetz, I am going to be in a mental hospital.
As known pedophile Jared Fogle.
Oh, let's bring him back.
Yeah.
Let's bring back pedophiles. And then we'll kill him. But what was I going to fucking say? Oh, so I had a friend of mine that was having a mental break. One, because I think he's schizophrenic. Also, he's a rapist, so fuck him.
Yeah.
But he was drinking endless Monster Energy drinks.
Yeah.
Which was
First sign of psychosis, big time. Wait, real quick. Do you remember that video of the woman who was like saying that Monster Energy drink was the devil's work?
No, but I love
her. And
she
was like outlining that the M's look like upside down sixes.
Oh, yeah.
And then she flips the can. She goes, flip it upside down. And the devil laughs. Anyway, I think she was kind of right.
I think so, too.
I do think that people who drink too much Monster Energy are, like, bad and insane.
Yes. Dude, people who drink energy drinks, like, in the morning are, like, scary
people.
Have a
coffee.
Dude, terrifying.
Yeah.
Drinking a Coke at 9 a.m.
That's so weird.
That's so crazy. But he was buying a Monster Energy drink, and we were at a
don't
grocery
talk to
store.
Me I've had my Red Bull. You're insane.
Yes. Don't talk to me till I've butt chugged 5-hour energy, and I'm shitting and throwing up at
You're
the same
insane.
Time.
You're insane. Anyway, sorry.
It was a grocery store with glass doors so you could see in.
Yeah.
And I just walked past. He had like 30 Monster Energy drinks.
Yeah.
He turned and looked at me. He didn't even really, I don't think he knew I was nearby. He turned, looked directly at me, and then did the crazy thing
so
with his
scary. Hands. That's so scary.
I was like, oh no.
That is so scary.
And then didn't look, no more acknowledgement, just got his stuff. I was like, I guess just,
hey, want to let you know I'm having a bad time.
Yes. I'm like, I guess I keep going.
Yeah, I guess I keep walking. You must.
I can't help this adult man.
No.
Oh, smoking cigs, doing Monster Energy drinks.
Yeah, pooping, by the way.
Oh, do you ever miss that time in the sense that, like, nothing was real?
Yeah.
I do think about that sometimes.
I am famously watching Girls for the first time.
Yeah.
And I was so the person in my early 20s who was just, like, doing absolutely anything for the plot.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
Fucking some loser who hated me.
Yeah.
Or like doing like railing lines of coke.
Yeah.
And like whatever. And there is a part of me that misses my prefrontal lobe developed self.
Yeah.
Who was just like, she was so brave.
She was,
you know,
so brave.
She was so brave. She was doing
not an ounce of fear.
Not an ounce of fear. She was meeting strangers. She was taking drugs from them. Are these bad things to do? Yeah.
Sure.
And I know that now, but like, fun.
Diva.
And I think it probably wasn't that fun, but diva.
I remember I was at Domino Park in Williamsburg back when it was like scary and not like tourists taking selfies.
Yeah.
And I was like letting a guy finger me who I didn't care about. And I was just crying.
Yeah, I let a guy I hated fuck me in a park.
Yeah. Who amongst us?
But I'd rather be a girl who did that stuff and stopped.
Yes. Then
it's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved
at
all.
I agree.
It's better to have hated yourself and come around on being kind of okay with her
than
to never have done cocaine at all.
For most of the time, kind of okay.
Just kind of having an it is what it is mentality about who you are.
Dude, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
You know, like there's days.
You get what you get and you don't get upset.
There's days when I haven't slept. When I don't sleep, my self-image is so fucked
it's
up
poopy.
And bad. And I'll just go, you're tired. We're not looking today. We're just not going to look.
We're just not going to look.
We're not going to look. Who cares about the outfit? It's poo. It's trash. And then I'll go in front of a high definition camera and go, this is great. I'll look at every pore on my face. But yeah, the joie de vivre of biking around during a pandemic and just not really knowing if society was going to come back. Interesting. Thinking there's a child trafficking going on by Wayfair.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a certain je ne sais quoi to doing pills alone in your apartment.
There is a certain je ne sais quoi.
There isn't. That was actually just bad.
That one was bad.
Me actively trying to watch every episode of Law & Order SVU on pills was like not cute in any way, shape, or form.
Letting our probably gay, much younger male friend finger me and freak out.
I also let finger me. Cut the cameras. We've been recording for too long. And we're too loose.
And shout out to our friend.
We're too loose.
Shout out to our friend, Napoleon Dynamite. Oh, my God.
Who's that actor?
I can't remember.
Who cares?
Do we have anything else? God, we really wasted a whole episode.
We cooked on that last one.
I know.
I think this one was good, too.
Yeah, I had a good time.
But we, boy, did we.
I know.
Boy, did we cook.
Yeah. Subscribe to our YouTube.
Yeah.
How about? Is there anything else?
Your options are either subscribe to our YouTube or go fuck yourself.
Agreed. If you write a negative iTunes review,
I'll show up at your house.
I'll hire an FBI agent. I'm Ed Koch.
And I'm Rudy Giuliani, and this has been the Respectfully Podcast.
Oh my God. You as Rudy Giuliani? Shut the fuck up.
And I'm going to fix this city.
Dude, you as Rudy Giuliani now with the bad hair dye.
Yeah.
With the hair dye bleeding to the side.
And my spray tan's going to run.
Yes. God, who would I be? Anthony Weiner.
Yeah. Oh my God, I want to be Elliot Spitzer.
Elliot Spitzer putting a whore in a suitcase?
Yeah.
America's
just not. I met that guy.
You did?
Before that happened. Oh, I was like a kid and I met him and my parents were like, this is a Democrat. He's a good guy.
Do you ever get a little suitcase energy from him?
No, I was too young. But I did think he was weird.
The sex worker that was getting in the suitcase, when he was zipping it up, do you think she was like, this is a bad. This didn't work out.
There's an amount of money you can zip me up for.
Oh, yeah.
And respect to that diva.
Yeah.
Get your bag.
Get your bag.
Hey, she didn't go around calling that feminist art.
No.
She said a check is a check.
And it kind of was feminist art.
It kind of was feminist art,
zipped,
by the way.
Getting zipped into a suitcase
by sex work is work.
A married man.
Oh, my God. Demanding hazard pay.
Suing for damages. Stormy Daniels is the feminist artist of our time.
Shout out to her.
Yes. And I'm Pamela Anderson, and this has been Respectful Podcast.
And I'm Paris Hilton.
Ooh.
I was trying to think of someone else with a sex tape.
Lindsay Lohan.
Kim Kardashian. Does Lindsay Lohan have a sex tape?
No, I don't think so.
But we did talk about on the last episode about when she kidnapped that kid in the Middle East. And you don't get to hear about it. Hey, if you're still listening somehow, are we allowed to say who to vote for mayor?
Yeah.
Vote for Zohran for mayor and don't rank Cuomo.
Oh, my God.
If you're in New York City and somehow you don't know about this, vote for Zohran Mamdani for mayor. And if you don't, fine, but do not rank Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah.
It's ranked choice voting. Hey, you.
Hey.
Ranked choice voting. Don't rank Cuomo. Rank Zohran.
Zohran's a fucking
Zohran rules, dude.
Killer.
If you don't know about him, look him up.
I love him.
If you don't know about him, look him up. And vote for mayor. Please, for the love of God, vote for mayor.
It's Gotham City in this bitch.
You have to vote for mayor in these trying times.
Have fucking ruined it.
Yeah.
Zohran's fucking amazing.
It's kind of our last hope. Absolutely rank Zohran and do not rank Cuomo. Whatever you do, don't rank Cuomo. Don't get a guy with nipple piercings and an affinity for touching women into the office.
It's a no-mo to Cuomo.
Literally,
honey.
The only reason he'll win is name recognition.
I know.
Knock that off. Don't put his name down.
And old white people.
And old whites.
Yeah.
Counteract the old white vote because those people, they vote.
They love it.
They vote.
They love it.
Get out there. Vote for Zohran. It's important.
I agree. Lizzie, I don't know. Who does plugs?
Who does plugs?
I actually didn't record this one. Good night.
The only plug we have is in my butt.
And not in our recording equipment.
Do you think Zohran will be glad we said that after we did it before?
Yes.
And by the way, he's hot.
He is hot.